This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The White House would not negotiate on raising the debt ceiling. The White House Deputy Press Secretary said Congress must act to do so without conditions. Her comments come as many Republicans in the House have demanded spending cuts to increase the limit. The debt ceiling refers to the maximum amount the U.S. government can spend on its existing obligations. A federal judge is sanctioning former President Trump and his attorneys over $900,000. U.S. District Judge Donald Mildenbrooks wrote an order on Thursday saying Trump and his legal team have a continuing pattern of misuse of the courts as Trump tries to prove Hillary Clinton attempted to undermine the 2016 presidential election. Mildenbrooks found Trump and his lawyers jointly liable in using the courts to seek revenge on political adversaries before hitting them with a near-million-dollar sanction. At least one person is hospitalized and a suspect is dead after a shooting Thursday night at a Walmart in southern Indiana. It happened just before 10 p.m. in Evansville. Police say an armed man opened fire on officers as soon as they entered the store. They shot back and killed him. At least one person who was shot before police arrived was taken to the hospital. Authorities say there could be more victims. Evansville is 170 miles southwest of Indianapolis. A Massachusetts man is sentenced to spend more than 3 years in federal prison for making hundreds of thousands of dollars in counterfeit $100 bills. Victor Cardona allegedly had a counterfeit money-making operation in his Quincy home. Prosecutors say more than 4,000 fake $100 bills recovered from around the country have been linked to Cardona's counterfeiting operation. In addition to his prison time, Cardona is also ordered to spend 2 years on supervised release and to pay a $5,000 fine. His fellow rock legends are paying tribute to the late David Crosby. The singer-songwriter was part of two legendary bands, The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. On Thursday, it was reported that Crosby had died at age 81. His bandmate Graham Nash said Crosby leaves behind an incredible legacy. Stephen Sills said his harmonic sensibilities were nothing short of genius. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NFL fans now know which teams will be hosting games outside the U.S. next season. The league announced Thursday the Buffalo Bills, Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs, New England Patriots, and the Tennessee Titans will be the designated home team in games held overseas. The Bills, Titans, and Jaguars are all headed to London for their games. The Patriots and Chiefs will make the trip to Germany. The NFL will confirm the dates and matchups for each game when the full 2023 schedule is revealed. A Major League Soccer player is dead after a boating accident in Miami. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials say the boat Anton Walks was operating. Another vessel collided yesterday afternoon. The 25-year-old, who was most recently played for Charlotte FC, was rushed to the hospital, but doctors couldn't save his life. An investigation of what went wrong is underway. For the second year in a row, the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys will be facing off in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. The game will be at Levi's Stadium, and it will be the ninth time two of the NFL's premier franchises will face off in the playoffs, which is a record. It's a throwback to what was one of the biggest rivalries in football during the 80s and 90s. After it was dormant for over 20 years, the Niners and Cowboys faced off in last year's playoffs, and it ended with the Niners winning 23-17. The Federal Aviation Administration announcing the cause of a major outage that caused thousands of delayed flights earlier this month. The FAA released a statement saying contractors were working on system databases when they unintentionally deleted files used in flight alert systems, causing the outage. The agency said there's no evidence the incident was caused by a cyber attack or done with malicious intent. I'm Julio Flores.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.